After a foot of rain fell on Richard de Wilde's farm in Viroqua on Saturday, he had to paddle a canoe across it to assess the damage. He says that at least 30 acres of his farm were under water. Those crops are ruined, he says, some covered in a heavy silt that is impossible to wash off.
We had 15 acres of fall, beets, carrot, turnips that we pumped water every day to irrigate during a drought to get them established. They were just doing good. They were just weeded, and now they're gone.
De Wilde estimates that he lost at least $400,000 worth of crops in the flooding, and he says that he only expects to recoup a quarter of that through his insurance policy. A big part of the problem is that insurance coverage for organic farms is the same as for regular farms, but it actually costs more to grow organic crops. Jerry McGeorge is the director of cooperative affairs for Organic Valley. He says organic farmers were trying to get the insurance policy changed before the flooding.
We will see some farmers that if they can make insurance claims, they will only be able to recoup a small percentage of what the overall value of their crop would be.
Some farm owners choose not to buy insurance for their fields because it wouldn't cover their costs. Jay Kellum is one, and she says rains completely ruined all of the crops on her 50-acre farm. Now she may have to shut it down.
We took a gamble and we lost.
The timing of the flooding in southwest Wisconsin really couldn't have been worse. By the time the ground is dry enough to plant anything, it will probably be too late in the season to replant. Mike Ewing, Wisconsin Public Radio.